This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was at 7.2 last year, and this year he is at... Let me punch this up.
Must be way down.
Yeah, he's at 4 rebounds a game.
Okay. So again, like it's
5 games.
It's early,
yeah.
And I do think that Jonathan's number will go up. But that's really what we're talking about this year.
Yep.
We're talking about the organization's view of Jonathan Kuminga and whether they see him as a future chip or a trade chip. And I do. I really do. I think they see him as a trade chip. I think they want to trade him. They're just waiting for the right time to do it. And they don't, you know, and again, I don't want this to sound like the organization doesn't like him. I think they really like him. I think he's a good player. I think he's improved. I think that there have been bumps, but they've gotten on the same page. I think they're willing to keep him, but their bet is that in a perfect world, the best way to really support Steph Curry is probably to use him as a trade chip. In some ways, just because he's the best one they got.
Exactly. And, you know, Pods might be equally good as a trade chip, but you don't want to trade Pods when you're dealing with a contract like that, that is so team-friendly.
Well, yeah, he's not ready to get paid yet.
Right, and he's a couple years away from being paid, and so that makes it, you know, he's out-rebounding Kuminga, and in many ways he fits this team better than Kuminga in overall style, and he's making 3.5 and then 3.7, and then they just picked up his option for 5.7, so you have two more years of bargain basement Pods, whereas Kuminga's in line to get paid,
yeah,
either by you or by someone else, so this trading Kuminga idea is not going away, and you know if they want to wait till the end of the year, they could still trade him. They could do a Jordan Poole style where you know you sign him and then you trade him. Although I think you'd have to be a sign and trade because when you sign somebody, you have to wait 6 months. That's why Jordan Poole got signed, and then it was a year later when he got traded. You know,
right.
They signed him early.
It hasn't kicked in yet, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like those rules get a little caught up
totally.
And confusing or whatever, and they overlap. But, yeah, I wonder, I think they do, I wonder if athletes sometimes know this. Like, there's nothing that'll get fans more excited than hustle. I know that sounds like archaic.
Good hustle.
Well, but it's true. Like, what gets you going when you go to a game? And it's just that, like, maniacal competitiveness and the effort. And, you know, even why do you think, for example, here's one I'll bring up. Why in 6 weeks did seemingly Jung-Hoo Lee gather a crowd that Jonathan Kuminga has had a hard time gathering in 4 years? Now, you could respond and say, because he was on the field.
Right.
And Jonathan, for a period of time, was not. But, like, Jung-Hoo Lee threw his body all over the outfield, ended up being to his detriment in the end. You know, he got hurt yep. really, really bad. But when you're one of those players and you immediately signify to the fans, I will do anything. I will do anything to win. Man, they're going to be on your side. And I'm not saying Kuminga's a loafer
no.
by any stretch, but I've never gotten that vibe from him. And that's hard for people when he has as many raw gifts as he does, because when you have that and then you blend it with that ultra competitiveness, I mean, to me, that's where you find greatness.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a fan, you just want to have that feeling like the players you're watching care as much as you do. And, you know, obviously, most of the time they do. But when you see an athlete playing with a certain amount of nonchalance and things aren't going well and your team maybe isn't winning, that's when you can start to think, like, why do I want this more than player X? Or, you know, Andrew Wiggins gets a lot of that criticism where it looks like he's just, you know, not really caring about the result. He's just out there to go 4-for-11 or 5-for-12 or whatever it is night to night. So it's that feeling among fans. But when you watch Kuminga especially, and I think mainly about the rebounding and the defense where that's where the effort's got to come. And when you're on offense, yeah, you know, you get the ball and it's late in the shot clock and you're going to go shoot and you're going to go try to score. Yeah, it's easy to show effort then. It's the other parts of it, defense and rebounding, where the effort has to be given.
No doubt about it. So, you know, look, the names that are out there, it's early, and I love what the Warriors are doing. I mean, I truly believe if Mike Dunleavy were sitting in here and you injected him with truth serum right now, he would tell you, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the target is. I don't know when, but we want to be ready. And so that's why I don't think you'll ever see the Warriors do this sort of B-level trade. They're so uber focused on the idea of the big fish that they're going to wait for that forever. Unless forever just becomes to the point where Steph Curry's like, you guys got to do something or I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that would move the needle. And I know we played with that a little bit at the end of last year. I just don't even think that's relevant right now. I don't think we're anywhere close. And especially because whatever it is they've put together here with these secondary moves, Buddy Hield, blah, blah, blah. Like, so far it's working. So far it's working. And so that, to me, is the ultimate power position, which is we've got a bunch of NBA-ready players, 13 of them. You're winning basketball games. You want to be ready to make a trade. But in the meantime, you can amass a playoff-level record. That's precisely what I think that they and Steph Curry wanted out of this offseason.
Of course. And you're on pace to kind of make that happen right now, where you've got 13 very playable players. You're off to a 4-1 start. And, you know, you've had Curry miss a couple of games. He's going to miss the next one as well tomorrow. And you hope that come Monday, he's back. And you hope that by the time you start to roll around to Christmas, and I believe LeBron comes to town for the Christmas game again, you have a record about, you know, 17-9, something strong, top four in the West, and you continue to amass wins so that when you get to the deadline, you can send a message to ownership like, look, we've done it with 13 guys, our team's really good, and we might be one big move for one big player, one tall, long Greek player. We might be one move away from getting a fifth ring.
All right, we pushed the window a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
But the window's ready to go. And before I dive too deep into this, this is not the right word, is it? You got to give me the other word. You gave me yesterday's word.
Oh boy!
Don't give me yesterday's word. Put the word in the box. What's in the box? Put it in the box so that I can give the people a chance to win this thing.
Put the word in the box.
Very good. Very good.
Allison Chains, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I can start with this.
Okay.
Again, two tickets to see the Scorpions March 6th in Vegas. Also, two nights Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Also,
consecutive nights too.
Yes, back to back. That's right. Yep. It is. And if you don't play on both ends of a back to back, you're not eligible. Now, you also get airfare for two. This is all courtesy of 95.7 The Game. So next March, you're going to Vegas. You will need to text the keyword that we are about to give you to 20357. Okay, 20357. Are you ready to text in the keyword?
I'm ready to hear it, and then I'll text it in.
Is that the word? Okay. My God, what took you so long? Wait, we got fat fingers or something?
It's the whole thing. There's a document I got to go find.
Okay. Yeah.
We're good now.
I'm glad we were prepared for today's show. This has been great. Anyway, the word is blackout.
It's a great song. Blackout! Blackout! And that's one of their early jams. You don't know Scorpions like I know Scorpions.
You damn right I don't.
You've been calling them the Scorpions all week, and it's been bugging me.
What does that say?
I can't read it, Mark.
Why?
Because I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
All I know is that the band is called Scorpions.
And all I know is I stay classy, San Diego. If you hand me something,
Ron
I read it.
Burgundy.
Except for unless you hand me yesterday's word, then I'm not going to read it.
Today's word is blackout.
Thank you.
Don't make me sing again.
Text blackout to 20357, and you could end up in Vegas playing air guitar at the Scorpions concert. March 6th.
Klaus Meiner.
PH Live. Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Two nights hotel. Airfare for two.
Dude, listen to Klaus get it done. That's Klaus Meiner.
I'm out.
Oh, they're ripping in the back.
No.
All right, I'm a blackout.
Can we go back to Allison Chains?
Anyway.
You know what we haven't done yet? Yeah.
You won't.
Yeah.
You won't. I'm ready.
I won't yet.
The pick is in.
Oh, my gosh.
Blackout.
The Vikings are -5.5. Dan Dibley tries to go 2 in a row. He tries to go 2 in a row.
Starting to warm up.
A Halloween victory. Tasted like a Reese's peanut butter cup last night. That is coming up next. We're sponsored by Safeway, and it's Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
It sounds poor like dog. She's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
That's right. Steve Kerr and his growing list of dogs and his growing list of rotational players.
That's right. Up to 13 now with Lindy Waters III.
Who I just read as of 3 years ago was a gardener and a DoorDash driver.
That is wild.
Lucas, if we don't get him on within the next 10 days, you're fired.
Whoa. You'll be a DoorDash driver. And I don't think a gardener. He doesn't strike me as a green thumb guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't hire him to do that. But yeah, he could bring me a burger. That's fine. He's good at bringing Starbucks. You're really good. You've done that before.
Thank you.
Yeah. I actually don't have I don't have the power to fire Lucas. So
no.
I just, it's been a day.
Yeah.
So
you hang in there, big guy. No, there'll be brighter days ahead.
It hasn't been that kind of day. It's been good. We're good. It's one of those days that you pick, 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 pick.
Yeah, a bunch of little things getting at you.
Just a little annoyances.
I get that.
Isn't that every day, though, by this hour?
Just depends.
Okay.
I am dependent, on the whims of a 2-year-old.
Well, that's true. So, yes, you're annoyed by the end of the day, period.
Depends that, there are great days where she sleeps in and she's a delight for daddy, and then we have fun, and, there's no fits, no whining. Today, the egg went down pretty smooth.
Ooh, good.
Have it blueberries. Blueberries 10. So she got her 10 blueberries, and those went well. But getting reports from the home front that the winds have changed.
Okay, yeah. It's Friday night.
Correct.
And you on the way home.
Yeah.
And we're heading into the weekend here pretty quick. Let's go to Brett in San Diego. Hi, Brett. Thank you for calling.
Oh, San Leandro, but thank you very much for having me.
Yeah.
Called you guys the other week.
That's all right.
I just want to throw out to you guys once again the entire team front and back. Appreciate you guys. You all do a very great job. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy your health, your safety. I ripped my arm open the other day at work. It looks like Terminator movie where you can see everything moving underneath, but not about me. Enjoy everybody. The election's going to be around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Everybody make sure you just focus on your families. Don't focus on the people that are getting elected. Jeez. Help the people around you, your family, friends, and neighbors. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You guys help me stay sane Monday through Friday. Love what you guys do. As I said, from the morning to the afternoon. Everybody in the back also. You guys are great. Have a wonderful weekend.
Brett, thank you very much. And he's even to the people in the back, even to the people who think he's in San Diego.
That's right.
It's all right, Steven.
Yeah.
Leandro, Diego. They both end in O. Well, I don't know. What is, you
start
know?
With San.
Yeah.
End with an O.
Right. That's what I said first.
The Diego and the Dro. It's close, you know.
Ish.
He's in the Dro,
yeah.
Not the Go.
Whatever. Wherever he is, I'm really digging what he's putting down.
That's nice.
That's some positivity right there.
Yeah.
Okay? Take care of your family. Take care of each other. Let's be real on this. You know, next Tuesday is going to be hot.
I'm actually going to be doing my voting tomorrow. The wife and I will sit down and go through the props and all the rest of it. And
I sent that thing in like a minute after it showed up in the mail.
Yeah, we're going to knock it out this weekend.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't help but think about Jose from Oakland as I'm going through the props.
Why?
That's going to be a no for me, dog. You asking me for another, it's only going to be $180 million for this and that. That's going to be a no for me,
dog. It's not your $180 million.
Yeah, it is as a taxpayer.
Well, so
they're going to hit you.
Maybe one of those is actually you.
No, they're all me.
No, you don't have to pay $180 million.
No, but I get a little piece. And so when the property tax bill comes, it's like, remember you voted on this 12 years ago?
Well, send your money to a good place.
Yeah, it's not the government.
Yeah, come on. No, the schools or the whatever, whoever.
Yeah.
People need that money, Dibs.
They
not
sure
you.
Do.
You live in a fancy place.
Yeah, I
you're
do.
Fine.
You go ahead and vote yes,
you're
then.
You're over here with homemade salads every day. You are not wanting for anything in life.
As opposed to going out and dropping $20 on food in the streets. Yeah, I got a homemade salad. Cost me about $4 to make it.
Yep, yep. When I think of going through all the props, I'm like, Malik Nabers over 67
totally.
And a half. That's me going through the props.
Yeah.
So you do it differently.
And I don't even know what any of them are. I see these commercials and it's like, so-and-so wants to take your this and you're going to lose out on that. It's like, come on, can you just leave me alone?
No, I've got a better one. I got a better one. And it is, you are going to lose all of your money unless you fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's the lock of the day?
It still gets me every time. I don't know why.
It's pretty funny.
Very few things are funny 87 times in a row. But that open is one of them. And so here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. He's hot. Last night's victory, the Jets -2.5, I do believe got you back once again to one game within 500.
Yep.
Every time you've tried to get back to 500, you take the big L.
Yeah.
And so keep that in mind, folks. Not only do you want to fade the Dibbers, but traditionally, he loses this pick. Let's find out what he says.
No Niner game this weekend, so we're turning our attention to Sunday Night Football.
The Vikings laying 5.5 at home against the Indianapolis Colts, led by Joe Flacco,
the new look
Super Bowl champ.
And you know that weighs into my pick because Flacco is actually Spanish for skinny. And
is that true? No.
Google it.
Not the way it's spelled.
Flacco.
Not two C's.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not pronounced that way, but it's close.
Yeah.
It's Flacco, but yes.
It's Flacco. Yeah, Joe Flacco.
There's no ah sound in Spanish, Dibs.
Yeah, but it's Flacco.
Flacco.
Flacco, yeah.
Flacco.
F-L-A-C-O.
I told you there's no two C's.
Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Or Flacca, if you're feminine. But the point is, I am now. You should start calling me Joe, because ever since I dropped those pounds, I am Joe Flacco, because I'm skinny. And as a result, I can't help but love the Colts. I know Minnesota is probably not going to lose three in a row.
Oh, boy.
They're allowed to, but I'll tell you what. This Colts team, they're fighting for their life at 4-4. I'm going to go with my skinny brother and the Colts, plus 5.5. Flacco. Joe Flacco. Flacco.
I think this might... This might be a good fade opportunity.
No!
I think maybe.
The buildup was great.
No, it was great.
He's skinny, I'm skinny, we're both Flacco.
I totally dug everything that you did there.
Until?
That was a lot of, stuff, accoutrement. There was a lot there, and I like that part. But knowing your history, which, first of all, your picks stink, and second of all, this particular pick often stinks. The one where you try to get back to 500.
Flacco.
And now you're giving us like a 52-year-old quarterback at Minnesota against Brian Flores against a furious team. Furious. And the rest advantage, which is always your jam. You're just Mr. Rest Advantage. I don't even know why your fantasy team is not named Rest Advantage. It's all you talk about all week long, Rest Advantage. And the Vikings are coming off of Thursday Night Football. You get the Rest Advantage at their home. And what do? You just walk over to a microphone and disrespect them.
Well, if you would have listened to previous installations or installments of Fade the Dibbers.
What would those be?
Well, those would be installation sensations is what they would be.
Cha-ching!
And what we've learned is that Rest Advantage this year has not translated into against the spread wins. Teams with a Rest Advantage actually have a losing record. So I'm going to go with the Colts. Encerrado. That's Spanish for lock it up. Cucush. Encerrado. Encerrado.
You can't say it differently each time.
And I took French. Encerrado. Cucush.
I like that you can roll your R's. That's fancy.
Cuckoo.
All right.
I don't know what the translation is on cuckoo.
That's enough of that.
But Lock It Up does translate to Encerrarlo Flacco.
It is clearly 5:55 on a Friday. It's time for us to go.
It might be.
That's enough of
it
that.
Might be. I'll see you on Monday back at 500.
I'll see you in the aisles.
Yeah, you know what's going to be knocking on our door? The NFL trade deadline.
Yes, yes. If anybody says to you, I'm nervous about next Tuesday, be like, me too. I hope they get a D lineman.
Exactly.
That's your answer this weekend.
Only reason to be nervous about Tuesday.
Lucas, are you talking on the radio here in a few minutes? Is that?
I plan to, yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Boy, there's never been a better tease that I've ever used in my entire radio career. Coming up next, oh God, it's Lucas.
A guy who plans to talk on the radio. Like,
I mean, good luck, everybody.
It's going to be a lot of you guys, but I'll have some words interspersed
in there. All right, then that's a good start. Look, it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Would you like to do it again tomorrow?
I'm hosting a banquet tomorrow. I'll be busy.
Okay.
Yes.
What are we doing tomorrow morning on 95.7 The Game between 9 and 11?
9 and noon is Warriors This Week.
Oh, okay. So I won't be
Evan
on.
And Dan Devone.
Okay, so.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm doing
He's
Fox
doing
Sports
his fancy
Radio.
Little thing.
I'm doing Fox Sports Radio tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
What do we do? What about Sunday night with no Niner game? Am I going to be on?
You will.
Okay. Check me
there
out,
you go.
5 to 8 with Ephraim Salam, y'all.
If you're around Marin tomorrow, Marin Athletic Foundation Hall of Fame Banquet, your guy is going to be the host.
Okay.
So come on through.
We got a big weekend ahead.
No host cocktails. Start at 5:30.
We'll see you Monday. For Dibs, for Lucas, for Steven, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.